Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is November the 16th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take a little time in God's Word. Kids from all around the world are gathering together here to listen to these amazing passages from the Bible. Today's reading is in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. Then we finish our reading in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. Now, when we become a Christian, we aren't guaranteed that our life will be easy, but look what Paul says about why we can be happy and hopeful even when everything is going wrong. In Romans chapter 8, let's jump right in. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purposes for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and He is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand and pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, "For your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep." But despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither fears for today or worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or on the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God is always with His children, even when they suffer. There isn't any trial or problem or trouble that can separate us from God. He will never abandon us. If you're one of God's followers, you will never be separated from His love. No trouble is so great that it can totally defeat you. Take hope. You have the victory. This is what 1 John 4:16 says. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Amen. And amen. Hey, we have done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll be here. Until that time, you go forward, will you? Go forward in God's joy. You let His joy be your strength, and you remember this, that you are loved, and there's nothing that will separate you from that love that is in Christ. Hallelujah. All right, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.